That, no. I saw us playing better. I thought we had a great week of practice. I thought we, in some ways, kind of just had a refreshing week off. And people seemed like they were kind of refreshed coming back this week, and we had a great week of practice. But, you know, Green Bay's a great football team. I didn't see us, winning it like this, but I felt very confident going into the game.
You guys had a lot of different looks today. Came back, three safeties back there.
Mm-hmm.
Was that part of it? These last 6 games to start to go deeper in the playbook
was a little bit. A little bit, but we've been showing, Kiwi rushing a little bit. Obviously, with Kenny being back, we allowed us to do a lot of things on the back end, which I think kind of messed up some of their reads. And I thought we had success against their offense because of that. Parrish did a good job, especially coming off the bye, kind of self-scouting ourselves and, seeing where we've had success, some of the things that we haven't. And, he took out a lot on the defense. We were more vanilla tonight than we've been in previous weeks, and it allowed us to play faster. I don't know. I guess you would have to ask the other guys, that the teams that are out there watching it. But I think it reminds us of what we're capable of, and that's all that matters. As long as we know what we're capable of when we play our style of football, that's more motivation to play our style of football. And, I feel very confident in where this team is right now. Yeah, we slipped a little bit, but, I think we're refocused now, and I think that showed tonight. And, hopefully we're done with the roller coasters. We just continue to excel.
Your thoughts on Curry, touchdown on his side. They had him come back, get the interception. Your thoughts on that?
Not surprising. I mean, he's an 8-year pro. I've been here with Curry for 8 years now, and, you see it. He's a tough-minded guy. They made a great double move on him. And, the one thing about being a corner, I've never played it, but what I understand is you got to have a short memory. And, that was a prime example of that. And he came back and got us a huge play. We set up a touchdown. And, we expect that from him.
Justin, when Adam
made it,
when Adam Burson stepped up, what were your thoughts when he stepped up and talked to the team Friday? And then when you listened to what he had to say?
We got to put it in perspective the fact that, first of all, he's a make-a-wish kid, and, they get to do whatever they want to do for that wish, and he chose to come to a New York Giant game. I mean, that's kind of humbling, the fact that, a kid's only wish he wants to come see us play. And when he stepped out and gave him the floor, he just came up and said, we need to go out there and play like champions, or play like the champions that we are. And, it kind of hit home. You got this kid that, don't know us from Jan, but, watches us on TV every Sunday. And it was so profound because, certain people can tell you that, but when you see a kid, an innocent kid come and tell you, you need to play like a champion, I told him he needs to go into motivational speaking because, he kind of woke us up a little bit. Well, first of all, I was like, hype about it. And then I was thinking to myself, he don't need to do that anymore. That's not his forte. But, it just lets you know how much he wanted to win this game. He was willing to go the extra mile to get that first down. And, it really energized not only this team, but it energized the crowd. And, I think it was something that, showed where our mindset was throughout this night. Well, we've had a lot of success against Aaron. One of the top five quarterbacks. You ask some guys, he's probably the top quarterback. But, we've had a lot of success against him. The thing about him, we understand that, you got to get to him. You allow him to sit in that pocket, he's going to do what he did on that first drive with his long touchdown pass. And, I think that was the changing of the game. And it allowed us to, I think our secondary – you know, mixing up a lot of the looks on the back end, allowed us that extra time to get some pressure on him. And we didn't, you know, we sacked him, I think, 5 or 6 times, but, you know, he was running, you know, all night. And, you know, he probably eluded, you know, if he wasn't a mobile quarterback, we probably sacked him 10 or 11 times. But, you know, that's what we've built this defense on, getting after the quarterback. You know, we stopped the run, get after the quarterback. We're going to have a lot of success, and we was able to do that tonight.
You said it was the best defensive game you played this year, considering they played against one of the greatest offenses in the league.
One of them. I thought we played pretty good against San Fran out there. But considering the caliber of offense we played against tonight, and just, you know, the fact that Aaron is coming in being pretty hot, I think it is, you know, something that we definitely need to build on. I hope so. I hope so, man. December has treated us pretty well, and we're going into December. And but our schedule is one that, you know, we have no time to relax. We have no time to, you know, this game will be, it'll feel good today, but tomorrow we'll put it back on the back burner and go after, you know, how we're going to attack the Washington Redskins, who's been playing lights out of late, too. So it doesn't get any easier for us.
Any major concerns going to Washington next week? Being that RG3, the last time you guys played the Redskins, he ran
even
nearly 100 yards.
He is the major concern. That guy is pretty good, and he puts a lot of stress and pressure on our defense. And you just got to be all tied in, all together, all in together. And, you know, if we do that, we'll have some success. But, you know, he's going to make plays. There's no doubt about it. It's a reason why, it's a reason why they picked him. They went up to get him because he definitely is out there and making a lot of teams look bad in a lot of situations. So, again, we have our hands full. Luckily, we've gotten the opportunity to play him once. So hopefully we'll play a little better than we did the first time.
This week, you said Aaron Rodgers
battled.
Was he battled?
I don't know. I'll let y'all be the judge.